Hey gang, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. This week I talk about how I used to do, quite frankly, is one of the most important things I used to do when I was building this team, building this business, in-person meetings with real estate agents, how I met with more agents in 1 week than most will meet in 2 months, and how I was never late, I didn't have to spend money on gas, I was never running around. It's called realtor stacking appointments. So not only do I talk about how I stacked the appointments and created the most efficiency and met with the most people in the least amount of time, but now I'm passing it along to one of the LOs here on the team and teaching him exactly how to set it up. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and do me a favor, don't forget to go to Facebook and like Loan Officer Experience. Check it out on Facebook, Loan Officer Experience, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. This is your Loan Officer Experience. My hallucination is I kind of don't want to mix the pot a little bit. I don't want to, you're doing 50% your time's doing loans, the other 50% of the time is doing this. And that's like maybe set up Tuesday mornings and Thursday afternoons, but then somebody wants to do a loan app, and then you've got to be committed to being there every Tuesday and Thursday. What I used to do is I had somebody fill up my calendar for 3 weeks, 4 weeks at a time.
Nice.
Like literally, hey, Michael, I'd like to meet with you. How is three Tuesdays from now? They're like, seriously? Oh yeah, Michael's booked for the next 2.5 weeks. The third Tuesday from now, it looks like he has some time. Will you be able to meet with him at 11 a.m. at the Hotel Bethlehem? And, you know, if people would, and quite frankly, people would say, oh, can you come to my office? No, can't. He's going to be at the Bethlehem, Hotel Bethlehem at 11. Like, you don't have to drive around. You don't have to waste gas. You don't ever have to be late for another appointment. You're there all day.
I like that.
Matt, what is this appointment? You tell the people on the hour, 8, 9, 10, 11. And we're going to continue to do what we do for an hour. And then hopefully at 9, at 10 o'clock, Ryan comes in. Ryan's another realtor from Century 21. Keller Williams, Remax, whatever. And you're from Howard Hanna, Coldwell Banker, whatever. You may know Ryan. You may have done a transaction together. And he's actually going to come over as we're saying goodbye. Hey, George, do you know Ryan? This is Ryan Sunovich from ABC Realty. Oh, God. Actually, do you know Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Oh, how's
yourself,
good
George.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, good seeing you, too.
Oh, how do you guys know each other?
Oh, we actually had a settlement together almost a year ago.
Went well. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, George and I were just wrapping up. We were talking about some of the challenges within the industry and, kind of the way we overcome some of the challenges and stuff and come up alongside. Did you think it was beneficial meeting here today?
Was it? Yeah, it was.
Very
it definitely
cool.
Was.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, it's great to have you. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
I actually would get up. Now he's going to follow suit, right? So that's how you do that. You get them to meet, come over to sit down. Sometimes they get into a long conversation. If they start to engage, I say, excuse me for a moment, I'm just going to run to the bathroom. Why don't you guys,
keep going.
Be right back. Oh, yeah, dude. And I walk away. And even if I don't have to go to the bathroom, I'll go stand up on the balcony at Hotel Bethlehem, and I'll watch the two interact. I'll see how it's going. You know, seeing that they're engaged. You can tell when somebody's disengaging from the conversation. Then I come back and go, hey, man, so cool. Really cool to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks.
Cool. And I'll be right with you, and I'll walk you out. Come out and back. You know, I give them the menu, and then they order. I go with you. Like, it's a dance, dude.
Huh.
It's literally a dance.
I love the dance.
And that happens 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
So I need a membership.
For 2 years.
To go to a gym.
Yes. You don't think I think this is the aftermath, all right? That's what happened. Yeah, for sure. So, and it's funny that you say that, but you don't have to eat a meal every time. You can get a salad, you can get a fruit cup, you can get a cottage cheese, do that for the breakfast, then the lunch comes, You can do a sandwich, you can do lunch,
right.
Sandwich or whatever, you don't have to eat everything either. I do. Because you're going to get your teeth kicked in out there.
Oh. And that's okay. You're going to get your teeth kicked in more and more and more because you're not going to do loans. You're going to go out there and make relationships. You're going to go out there.
Between what was happening in the past and not getting loans close on time.
Yep.
And obviously not being able to deliver 100% of the times. And the platform that we have now. So if I'm getting 10, 15 loans in and closing 2 or 3 loans, right, and then the rest of them are actually being sent out and other people are closing it.
I know from a loan standpoint, it means obviously the end result is closing loans. The product of that is making new relationships, meeting face to face, following up with them every week and asking for the business.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Right.
If you're going to just go meet with the people and then not follow up with them, it's probably not going to work.
That's a call block,
4-hour call block every Monday. Or 2-hour call block every Monday. 2-hour call block every Wednesday. 2-hour call block every Friday. You're meeting with them Tuesday mornings, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then the rest of the afternoon, you're doing follow-ups. You're coming back here, you're taking your notes, and you're saying, hey, we met with this person, met with that person, this is what they said, this is what they're looking for. Hey, this person's biggest challenge is. So, you want to see what it looks like? George, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
Cool. Mr. Realtor George, thanks for coming. I appreciate you meeting me here. They do the whole grab the breakfast thing, you know, grab some whatever. Hey, now that we've ordered. Cool. So, man, how's, we've never met. We've never met on the side of a transaction before, have we?
No, not yet.
I'd love to get to know a little bit about you. Are you from the area here?
Originally from New York, but yeah, I moved here when I was little.
Okay.
Went to middle school, high
school.
Where
in New York?
Washington Heights, right across from George Washington.
Oh, I have no idea. I have no clue. Is that near the Yankee Stadium?
Not too far, about maybe 25 minutes.
Nice. Are you a Yankee fan?
Yeah, I am.
All right, this is over. You know, the principle that we use is the Ford. Family occupation, recreation, and goals. I'm sorry, and dreams. FORD. Or some people know it as FROG. Family, recreation, occupation, and goals. So FORD is family, occupation, recreation, dreams. Or another way, I like it in this order, FROG, family, recreation, occupation, goals. And don't get us wrong. I mean, this is you know, there's no manipulation tactic here. This is just a little system that we use to be able to have a nice conversation. And
that's what
so
it sounds like. Exactly.
To be generally interested, like, dude, it's so cool.
Right.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Kids?
Just got married.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like, this year?
Like, in June. At the end of June.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
You have children?
Beautiful. 2 girls.
And again, I'm accelerating this just for, you know, effect. Me too, I got 3 girls. I've been married about 4.5 years. And it's just nice to kind of banter back and forth, but hit on yourself and then off, back to them, right? So what do you like to do for fun when you're not selling real estate?
Go down to a game, spend time with the kids. Sunday, just...
What kind of game?
Whether it's football depending on what's on, whether, you know, I like going to live events.
Nice.
Whether it's, you know, a concert with the wife, taking the kids out to a baseball game, going to a football game, anything that comes along with it.
And hey, do you mind, I just want to just take notes, okay? Really want to get to know them. You mind if I take notes?
Oh, no, that's great.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about, how's business going for you? Are you fully active in the marketplace?
I am.
Cool.
I am. I do real estate full time.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Would you say, are you happy with the amount of business you're doing, or are you currently looking to grow that business?
I'm always grow that business. That's
looking
cool.
To grow. Cool. I talk to a lot of agents. You know, and I find a lot of common themes when I'm talking to a lot of agents. Out of curiosity, what would you say your biggest challenge is?
Getting loans closed on time.
Didn't really?
Yeah.
Getting loans closed, getting your deals, getting your
clients.
I
mean, I send a referral out and, you know, or these people have their online brokerage or, you know, mortgage companies. And
of course, I'm writing down loans closed on time, right? Oh, cool. All right. Dude, tell me more about that. Like, tell me what else is going
on. It's horrible. I haven't got any communication. People don't follow up. I don't know what's going on with the process. You know, it's tough to actually get a hold of someone who, you know, is working on the mortgage, and you kind of get the runaround.
So, a lot now, right now, and again, I'm dressed in the audience, cool, on the video, if you guys are watching. So right now, a lot of people, the mistakes that people make will go, oh, well, cool, well, hey, we close on time, all the time. We have communication, it's fantastic, it's amazing, you know, this is what we do. And they start to throw up. It's called showing up and throwing up, right? A lot of people do that. And all, so right now, what I'm doing is actively listening. We're not going to do that. We're not going to show up and throw up. We're not going to tell them who we are. This is about them. So, and again, leaning in.
So that's one of the biggest things, Michael, that you asked me before, how do I do it? How do I build relationships?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. I listen.
And the words, tell me more about that.
Yeah.
So
I'm generally, you know, interested.
Yeah.
When I ask somebody, I'm generally interested in what they have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's, you know, and again, these tactics, I hate calling them tactics because it doesn't seem genuine, it doesn't seem real, but there's tactical things that you can do to make this conversation even better. Tell me more about that. Oh, cool. Tell me more about that. Oh, well, so what have you done about, so what are you currently doing to combat that? What are you currently doing to overcome that challenge?
Well, you know what? I've heard a lot of great things about what you do.
Appreciate that, thank you.
I've closed a loan with you in the past. I was really impressed. So I wanted to meet with you.
I appreciate that, thank you. So you'd say you're looking for other options to, so you don't have to continue the same?
Well, absolutely.
Cool. Okay. Well, awesome.
It's good to have good options.
All right, cool.
There's a lot of options out there, but choosing the right one.
Awesome. Well, I do appreciate that, man, and you know, while we do things a lot differently, I'd love to explain that to you sometime. But and I just, you know, like I said, I just want to get to know you. I want to see, you know, how we interact, how we, you know, maybe we work together in the future. Maybe that'd be pretty cool. But I want to know, we're really curious. What? So end of 2017, right?
Right.
2018 is right around the corner. What are you looking to do in 2018 that you didn't do in 2017? Like, what are your goals? What are you have growth initiatives? What are you looking to accomplish in 2018?
So for 2018, my goal is actually to do at least 25% more than what I did in 2017.
25% growth. Cool. How are you looking to achieve that?
Do a lot more door-to-door.
Okay, so yeah, more active.
Putting my name out there. Looks like I didn't spend much time going into the right neighborhoods, knocking on the right doors,
yep.
Letting people know that I'm a real estate agent and that I can help.
So more more five-foot circle stuff.
Right. Advertising a little bit more.
Do you have any certain avenues picked out? Like, do you have any certain platforms that you're looking at?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. So, if I could get you some information, possibly help you make that determination of, you know, what avenues to explore, would that be something that would be helpful for you?
That would be very helpful. Absolutely. That would be great. And, you know, you mentioned to me that you felt like that I had lower self-esteem as far as knowing what I was doing when I started with Fairway. And you know what? I thought about that, and I'm thinking to myself, anywhere outside work, I'm the man. I love me. I love who I am. I love what I do. But maybe he's right. Maybe I need to act as if. You know, and
dude, absolutely.
It was on the weekend, and I'm beating myself up, and I'm tossing and turning. My wife is asking, "What's the matter?" And I mentioned that to her. They said, "No, that's not true." I said, "You know what? Actually, it is."
And we got into the whole conversation, and on Sunday night, I feel so good. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out. And I had my Facebook shut down for about a month or so. I turned it back on.
Mm.
This company, we're doing great things. I'm going to start showing the world what we're doing, and I'm going to start bringing more people in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start showing the world what we can do.
We need to use this platform. I mean, Facebook, I make a lot of money with Facebook.
I'm getting phone calls. I'm getting text messages. Hey, do you do refinances? Absolutely. Yeah. I know so-and-so is looking for a mortgage. Can you help them? Of course. Do you only work with first-time home buyers? Absolutely not. I only put them on Facebook because it's a big thing for them.
Yeah.
So I don't put everything else in there. But you know what? There's so much that, so much growth that I still have, that I'm slowly just getting, and being here, closing the loans, getting more revenue, more realtors wanting to work with me. Not just the realtors, but then their referrals are actually sending me referrals.
Yeah.
Because they love what we're doing, how we're doing it.
So
how does not, I mean, my self-esteem is back.
It should be.
So I woke
it should,
up.
It absolutely should be.
And I said to my wife on Monday, I'm Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
She didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But I had to tell her a story.
Yeah.
And I said, come back. Let's do this. Let's play. Let's grow. Today, Mike, after I'm done following up with my realtors,
yeah.
One of the things I have a couple of loans that I actually need to put in or
yeah.
work. I'm going to take an hour this afternoon and just on my own. As the old saying goes, for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Just make a couple of phone calls and invite all the realtors that I've actually done business with. And, you know, oh yeah, someone's already called me about it. Great, are you making it? Can you make it?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you there. How do you feel about that? Are you okay with
I think it's Noah's and it's fantastic. You should be doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody should be doing that already.
And I will.
Cool. Most people that you talk to right now, they're active in the marketplace, are looking to grow their business. They're going into the winter. They're concerned with
Christmas.
They're concerned, yeah. Christmas is coming. I mean, the holidays are coming. So if you want to, you want to get them to come to one of our events. See, it's not about closing the deal on the first sale.
Yeah.
Right? The first meeting, I mean. It's not about closing the deal on the first face-to-face. It's, hey, just want to know more about you. Cool, I've paid a lot of attention to you. Hey, I got some things that I think would be helpful for you. No matter what they say. Well, I need to get more buyers, I need to get more sellers, I need to free up some time, I need to build a team. No matter what they say. Hey, you know what? You know, Michael's talked with a lot of agents, and he's helped a lot of agents grow their business. Let me go back and have a conversation with him. Let me see what we can put together for you. Would it be beneficial for you if I put together a bunch of information that talks about these three things?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, in the meantime, while I do that, so we're having a class first Thursday. We have a class the first Thursday of the month over at Brookside.
Every month?
Every single month.
Okay.
It's HBM.
Right.
Every month. We have classes. I have a class tomorrow. I have a class on Thursday. We have a class next. We have a class the first Thursday of November. You're going to be able to invite them to all of these things. Invite them to a happy hour. There's going to be always something. There's always an invitation to something. And then each one builds off the next. So everybody who comes to that class over here will be invited to a happy hour. We'll be invited to the next event. We'll ask them, hey, can we count on you to refer us your next buyer? Give us a shot, trust me. It happens at the event. So you don't have to do that in person. You bring them to me. I'll teach. We'll ask them with you, man.
Same thing for us. So
that's what this is about, man. That's what all this is about. This is for so many more. This is, you know, this will be for you. This is for everyone here. This is for me. This is for so many other. I'm telling you right now, this recording, this stuff here, is going out to other loan officers in attempt to help them do what we did with you. Get them out of the rut, dude. Out of the rut of the big companies that don't care. get them out of the rut of the big companies that are too big to have that hands-on, dude, we need to close your loan in 21 days.
Hey, gang, I hope you enjoyed that this week's episode here. Go out and use it, do it, implement it. Don't just take it as knowledge. Go out and put this into practical application. If you have any questions or you want my help with this, like I said, go on Loan Officer Experience on Facebook. There should be links here in the description somewhere. If not, go on Facebook and just search Loan Officer Experience. Jump on there. Shoot me a personal message. Love to help you out. Have an outstanding day. Go make it happen.